Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Should I stay or should I go now?
You know, you gotta let me know. That's what he says. Should I stay? Wait, that's a boring song. Wow. Who sings that song?
I don't know.
The Cranberries?
No.
Raspberries?
No.
Fruit Flies? Wait, can we start a band with gay guys called the Fruit Flies?
Who sings? Hey, Siri, who sings Should I Stay or Should I Go?
The Clash. I knew that. Are they popular?
They were for
they
a while.
Familiar.
We sound like an idiots. We sound like idiots.
Y'all, welcome to Below Deck
they
Meds.
They also sang Rock the Casbah, which you know.
Shabby on my begma. Rock the smegma. Bock the megma. That's the words I learned to that.
Y'all, this is BDM.
BDM, Below, season
below
6,
deck
episode
men.
11, called Should I Stay or Should I Go? Or as I like to call... Katie breaking down into a ball of stress.
Wow. She started out as so breezy and good vibes only, as they say. But I blame Captain Sandy, who has gaslit her at every possible chance.
I blame Captain Sandy from, let's say, 95%
of it. She's made
it
a lot worse.
But Katie...
I agree.
Katie needs to... as Captain Sandy says, woman up. Y'all don't tell people to man or woman up. It's gross.
I don't know what woman up means. It's not the opposite of man up, and it's not an analog.
There's just a better way to say that.
I agree.
I like it.
Find your own power.
But Katie does the best thing for Katie is to I just want to hold her hand and say, honey, what other people think of you is none of your business. It's okay if somebody's mad at you.
My thing is, I don't feel like...
Welcome to reality, gays, by the way.
I don't feel that she thinks she has a clear line of leadership because she always has someone... kind of over her, either second guessing her,
like a chef who doesn't shut his fucking
exactly
mouth,
and she
his
hasn't,
whiny ass mouth.
She hasn't been able to really make decisions because when she goes to the captain, where the captain just says, "Yeah,
no, Sandy neuters her.
Do what exactly?" So it's kind of like that's what's making her. I blame Sandy. I also blame Katie's pick me. I want to be friends with you.
Yes.
Because we all know what the Chiefs do, y'all. You ain't their friends.
No.
But that doesn't mean you have to be terrible and you have to be a dictator. But just going to say, you can take the Kate Chastain course of Chiefs stew and you'll learn everything you need to know. She holds people at a distance. And sometimes people will come for her hard. And she's like, yeah, but you don't really matter in my world. And
I know you love her.
Oh, she's the queen. The queen.
Why did she leave? Because this is too much fucking work.
This
is hard work.
I think when you get to a point,
because isn't she closer to our age?
she's older than us, I believe.
There is no.
No, she might be younger. She might be a little younger.
I think
it was. It grows on you.
Hey Siri, how old is Kate Chastain?
Didn't say.
She probably doesn't disclose her age. I think she'd just done it. She'd done it for long enough. I think she got tired of the rat race too.
It's really hard work.
No, but also being on the show.
I'm sure.
It's just like she's got tired of it. And she was kind of phoning it in her last season.
Oh, she was?
Yeah.
She's pretty. She was on Below Deck Med though, right?
No, you know nothing.
I don't.
She's on the regular Below Deck.
Oh, she's my age. She's 38. So, okay. Same age.
Yeah. Add 9.
But still, y'all, when you get over 35, I would not want to do this anymore.
No, no.
My
it's
body.
A hard work.
I couldn't even do the stairs. Can you imagine?
So, it's storming. It is storming.
It is storming.
It's storming outside. We're dropping anchor.
Lexi's like, hey, everybody. And they're like reminding, we're anchoring, bitch.
He's like, Lloyd, Lexi. And he's like, I'm trying to save us from going.
I'm trying to save the ship from capsizing.
Can you help us with some chairs?
Golly, she's horrible.
Well, and I think if we had let this play out, if Katie had had her way without drama from the producers, we would have gotten rid of Lexi episode 3, episode 4, something like that. It would have been a very... We don't have drama in the deck crew at all.
No.
So I feel like it would have been a very non-dramatic season.
And that's not what they want.
And I know. And so I have a feeling. So instead, we're going to keep Lexi. We're also going to fuck her over with adding a fourth stew who basically tells her off at the end of last episode that, no, I'm going to stay. I think I should stay. And it makes Katie go... So Katie's being
is it still confirmed
nuts.
That Lexi's not going to the reunion?
Yes.
What a fucking
that's what people say.
Spineless person.
However,
if you're going to be a bitch, be that bitch.
I know who goes. I agree.
Poodle is that bitch that would show up.
I'm going to go to every reunion, regardless of how I treat people.
Yes. Be that bitch.
If I've just told someone I would not spit on you if you were in a grave. Then or I would not. I will still show up to that
be
reunion.
Be that bitch.
Have conviction with what
yes.
you're saying. I agree. So they are basically, y'all, Katie and Sandy are having one of their other cringeworthy conversations yep. on the bridge.
Katie's like, I think I'm going to cry. And she's like, and she basically says, I look like a total bitch because... I feel like she basically tells her everything that happened with Delaney that
yeah.
I wanted her to leave or not. And Katie says, hurting people is my biggest trigger because I feel for things so deeply. Because
she throws up. And Sandy's
so she's
like,
telling this emotional part of herself. She's talking about how she's really wrestling with inner turmoil.
Katie.
What do you
Katie,
think, Sandy?
Katie. Katie did. Can I call you Katie did?
No, you
my
can't.
Katie
no,
did.
You can't. You can't.
You know, if you're yes, fine yeah, in the interiors, mm-hmm. let her go.
Okay.
It's your decision, remember.
Okay.
You brought yeah, her here.
You told me
you
I had
got
to keep her.
You brought her out because you needed someone, and you basically told me that you, was the way it was going to be.
But you told me we had someone that
you
was just sitting there that
fact,
would pay.
In fact, Katie, okay. you kind of threatened me.
Okay.
And you said that what? It was your way or the highway. That's what I'm remembering.
No, I
And I have say. No really responsibility when it comes to that.
You remember when you said there was somebody we were just paying that was just sitting there?
So don't remember that at all.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I think you need to go get some rest, Katie. You're looking a little rough.
I can't. I got to go serve lunch.
Have fun. Make me a plate.
Thanks, Captain.
Y'all, you never leave a conversation with Captain Sandy feeling better.
No.
You just feel... You just
with yourself
feel,
feeling better.
Yes.
But Captain Sandy, oh, they walk off and you know she puts her hands on her hips and goes...
Done a good job today.
Done a good job. All right.
Once all right. more, I'm the enforcer. Well,
and she just says, all right, what did Dr. Phil say? End strong. I'm ending strong.
Good job, Sandy. Yeah. Another problem solved.
I'm going to go... I'm going to go masturbate to my Susie Orman bobblehead.
Oh, God, this woman. Oh. So they are, Delaney says.
Or as Lexi says, Delaney.
Delaney. Delaney.
Oh.
Now, and do you notice that every time she, Delaney, she's like, just Lexi goes, Delaney, Delaney. And she goes, Delaney here. She corrects her.
But we find out, y'all, Delaney is Southern. She's never going to correct Lexi.
I don't think she is Southern.
She was a debutante.
You don't have to be Southern to be a debutante.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm. No.
Really?
Yeah. Other places take those.
So you're saying someone in, like, Indiana's a debutante?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, you can be.
How do you feel about that?
I don't feel good about it. Okay. But I think that whole system is pretty way outdated.
I've heard that from basically our friends who have been debutantes. Yeah. Are like, ugh.
I think that's like 40 years behind our times. So that's when women were raised to be beautiful and proper just to hook a man. So you could do that with etiquette. Yeah. You learned all the etiquette so you could trap him and hook him. And so then you would get your, and then you would get your guy who you wanted, and then you'd have the life. Because that's the only agency women had were to hook men.
Wow. That's
that happened. Wow. We don't well, we kind of still live there, but we would hopefully not raise our kids for that now.
Oh,
most
boy.
Debutantes today would tell you, yeah, it was a very outdated way of approaching dating and courting.
Oh, yeah. She was raised in Seattle, Washington.
Yeah. There's debutantes
and
everywhere.
And her family moved to California. Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
It's upper class stuff. It's not necessarily... Yes, they borrowed it from a lot of Southern culture.
She shows her ass a lot on her Instagram. But she also says, advocate for inclusion and has a rainbow. Good for her.
Oh, good for her.
She loves her gay friends, I'm sure.
Maybe she's queer.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I wish she would say.
I don't think she's going to.
Because, boy, if she said, like, yeah, I enjoyed the company of a woman, Sandy'd be up on that.
She's pretty. She's a pretty girl.
She's a gorgeous girl. Woman.
So, anyway.
But, yes, so.
She's, like, there trying. She's, like, Katie. She's talking to Lexi. Of course, because, y'all, Lexi is, like, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Well, and also, what Katie doesn't realize she did, by the whole no one has rank, Lexi is totally taking advantage
just
of this.
Making her
and just making
Delaney's boss.
Yep.
Yeah.
Basically making Delaney just her bitch to do whatever she needs to do.
It was really, like, gross to watch.
It was really gross to watch.
So.
But the editing was, oh, my gosh.
She's when eating chips the whole time.
They're going down
she's
her tits.
She's sleeping.
She's such a lazy person.
So, y'all, they are.
Lexi, come on the show.
No. Delaney's like, basically.
You wouldn't interview Satan?
No. She would not. We would not be talking. She would be talking at us.
Oh, I'd edit her out.
So, Delaney says, Katie sat me down and basically tried to intimidate
That's
me
true.
To quit.
It's true. Katie, come on our show.
I don't know if she'd do it either. I don't know if they, Bravo people aren't told to do, they can't do interviews.
Well,
but,
we're not big enough yet, so they might, yeah. Come on. But yes, so Lexi's like, I really like it. I don't know why she would want you to go. You're working hard and you're doing my job. I mean, I'm doing all things.
Again, y'all, she's just trying to get her on her side. Lexi will later on, she will tell the stories about how Katie's terrible and she will turn Delaney against Katie.
She will try
and,
to.
Oh, y'all, Lexi's the worst person to have in a workforce.
And if Delaney doesn't turn against Katie, Lexi will then turn on Delaney.
Yes. It's almost, this is a problem. That's why three is a really good magic number here. You can have three Stews because then you can't team up on one another.
Then now it could be
so
two on two.
So now it could be two on two. And I'm worried that's going to happen.
Which normally is something Poodle and I are into. Oh,
two on two.
Wow.
Give me that.
Yeah.
Love a good Let's game of two on two.
It's usually three on one.
Actually, no, it's usually two on one, and you're just sitting on the outside going, who wants me?
Yeah.
Does anyone want to be with me?
Yeah.
Just sitting there jerking while everybody else is like, yeah, going for
there
it.
There you go.
So, y'all, David and Z say they're, looking at Delaney on Instagram. And they're like, quite a body. And so, y'all, the current is so strong because the weather's been so bad that they can't do water sports. So, Captain Sandy said, I want all the toys out.
Yep, all the toys got to be in. And so Malia's like, we got to make something fun for them. How do y'all feel about being firemen? And this in the day of, like, in the wake of, like, Me Too and all this.
It was
this,
a little icky.
This was icky to me.
Now, I will say, you say that. This is a thing that they've done for lots of seasons where the men, like, get up and, like, dance on the... when there are female charters, especially all female charters.
Okay.
It has been something that's done.
I
mean, so
if I was there, I would have enjoyed it.
I know, but I'm saying it. If you're not used to watching this show,
yes,
you would say, wait, is Malia just pimping out her deck crew?
Kind of, yes.
But this has happened before. Okay.
Did you notice Z's face whenever he was a stripper, like dancing? He was really kind of like intense
into
it. Yeah, he was kind of, and his mouth is open, and he's like,
I did see David was kind of goofy,
but Z was like, like going in.
I will say, y'all,
when he has sex with you, he just stares in your eyes the entire
That's
time.
That's so creepy when people
He's one
do
of those.
That.
He's really intense.
I will say there's a reason why there's not an HR person on this boat.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's happened almost every season.
Can you imagine
Below
somebody
Deck
walking up and go, hi, everybody, it's Pam. It's Pam, what can I check? Oh, dear. Oh, dear,
see. Can you move off? Can you move off her vagina, please?
I know I need you to put your shirt on. You're not a real fireman, Z. That's against code.
And I'm going to need
you. You can't put out a fire with
Danielle,
that.
Danielle, can you not finger his butthole, please?
Yes, yep. Sure. Sure.
You know, we're allowed donuts, not allowed donut holes. Well,
is that real beer? Is that beer pong? Or is that fake? We can't be drinking on the ship now.
There's no Pam from HR.
Yeah, no Pam from HR.
Unfortunately, that is Captain Sandy, HR
manager.
It's supposed
to be. So they're making it fun. The women are talking. Okay, I will say.
By the way, we were talking last week how this charter had not revealed themselves to be terrible. Guess what? They are.
Well, actually, I will say, I don't think all of them are terrible. I just think,
really,
like two or three of them are terrible. I think some of
maybe
them
that's
seem fun. Because they're like talking about dick size and all that. We would do that. Crystal.
The 1%
Crystal
shit they were throwing
Crystal
out.
Crystal, and it's with a K. It's spelled K-R-I-S-T-A-L-L, Crystal. But my friends call me Crystal. She's a horrible Karen.
Yeah. There was just an edge to when something wouldn't go right.
It was Crystal, and it was that blonde girl, Bailey.
Yeah.
Danielle, actually, is
just
part of
drunkie
her.
One.
I think she's fun.
Yeah.
She's fun. She's fun. And some of the other ones, they're kind of like fun for the ride. But yeah, it's those two women that are spoiling the bunch.
But even saying things like, I don't need anything with breading on them. And that's
Bailey.
Butter?
That was Bailey.
Which one also said, another one said, no butter for me.
We didn't hear. I don't know. We didn't see their face. But Crystal's the one who has a real
who needs
problem.
Needs an entree.
Real problem with family style.
Now, I got to say.
Just say, that's like just saying, I hate families.
Well, the reason why, it's obvious why he is doing everything
it's
family
smart
style, you guys. Because otherwise, I don't know if this has penetrated Crystal's Aryan brain.
No.
That the reason why is because he would have to make everyone a specific entree.
Well,
he would have to make seven entrees.
And one of the group people to say, she's like, well, we all have so many different needs. This is
so she's aware.
So that's why I'm like, there are some reasonable, fun women
on
the trip that I would probably enjoy to hang out with because they seem like, because there's woohoo girls and then there's Oh, what's a high maintenance woohoo girl called?
Womp womp girl.
Yeah. Yes, there's woohoo girls and womp womp girls.
I would like to take issue with your term needs. I think they have preferences.
Oh, okay.
I wonder how many of those women are actually celiac.
No, nobody has celiac on this bus.
Right.
Or boat. I just said bus.
But they're gluten-free because maybe they don't want carbs.
None of them have a problem with gluten. None of them are lactose intolerant.
Right. None of them have violent reactions when they eat carbs.
Y'all, carbs are not great for me.
Right.
Doctor just told me that. Guess what? When I'm on a ship, I'm going to eat carbs for 3 days.
Yeah, the idea of maybe just letting go a little bit. There's one of these charters every year.
Unless this is your normal day-to-day life, that you're just traveling around boats, so you have to watch your...
So, we basically gotten to the point where there's a fire alarm. We have the
whoop, whoop, whoop. And they come out and they're dancing, and the women are like, woohoo!
And
Bailey is hitting on David like crazy.
This is gross.
She's like, I don't have a ring yet because I don't swallow. And I went, yeah, that's why you don't have a ring yet, girl.
Because
I'm telling y'all that now, ladies. If you don't like swallowing, that's fine. But if you feel like, what do I do to get either get this man to like me or love me, or what do I do feel that emotional need in myself with, cum's not bad. It's worked for me.
I'm telling people, you do not, because some guy tells you to swallow, please don't do that.
No, you swallow if you want to swallow.
Exactly.
That's true. But I'm saying,
you're saying don't knock it because you're such a cum pig.
Your boyfriend won't be mad at it.
This is the thing.
What guy?
I don't do it.
What?
I don't do it because I'd prefer.
Well,
I'd prefer to play with it on the outside. Just a little body paint here and there.
He's just making like string puppets. Wow.
Make a smiley here.
Well, I'm just saying.
Why is my skin dry? No. Anyway, and who was the one who said 6969 I swallow? Was that Danielle?
I have to say, Danielle's kind of my girl. I kind of love her. I kind of feel Danielle is going to be that drunk sissy at one of the VIP parties at our after show.
I agree.
Something's going to get crazy.
She's dancing by herself, but there's no music.
And she don't care because she's having a time of her life. She's found joy.
Kind of there, mudslide.
Yep.
So she
makes it a party.
Did you notice when Delaney was talking about being a debutante?
And their years of etiquette training.
And 7 years of etiquette training. And she's like, well, and when I hear 9 swear words on a date, that's no second date for me.
What?
And I'm like, that's the qualification. There has to be at least nine swear words.
So
9 swear words and a finger bang. That's how you're going to get date 2.
Wow. I was more impressed that she was counting under the table because I'm like, you can't count to 9 in your head?
That's not etiquette for ladies. It's taught ladies
etiquette.
In etiquette class, it's taught that women aren't smart enough, so you need to count on your hands.
Wow.
They are the fairer sex.
Really carry it off.
Since you ladies, it's
That's a
hard,
deep hello, Dolly
it's hard,
cut.
It's hard to count, I know.
It's
so
hard
just
to count.
Count on your fingers underneath.
All right, thank you, Crystal.
It's Crystal, but I'll let it slide. So, did you hear was it Bailey who ordered the?
Yeah, that was Bailey. She's like, David, I want a shot from you.
She did. She does a really good Bailey. You're like,
she's like, and then she just takes a shot glass. We didn't see it, but I'm sure she just put it in her mouth and was like, refreshing.
And at one point, was it her who said, can I have a chill water and a martini glass of sugar in the room?
Yes. Yes.
That is like just saying, that's like ordering.
Katie was like, y'all, Katie's worked for a lot of people.
Yeah. She's like,
go ahead.
Even Courtney went, what the fuck?
Katie's just like,
that's like someone saying, can I have a war, but can I have it in a hollowed out pineapple with guava juice?
Actually, no, that would make sense because you would taste a little bit of pineapple and guava juice.
I want water with sugar in it. Can I have...
What is she, a hummingbird?
Can you bring me can you bring me a little bit of flavored water, but bring it in a dog bowl?
Fucking dye it red so she can fucking eat it like
it's
a bird.
It's really weird.
It's really
and
weird.
And guess what? Someone needs ranch for their fucking pizza.
And y'all, it's Bailey. It's Bailey.
I squealed. I can't eat it without it.
I can't eat pizza without ranch. God. Is it dairy-free? Is it gluten-free? Bailey's insufferable.
She's eaten enough ranch to give herself so the amount of ranch she's had... She eliminates everything she's eliminated from her diet.
Y'all, the amount of filler farts, she just farts because there's a lot of fillers in ranch dressing.
Anyway, so Crystal is just kind of sitting there. Now, Crystal's kind of the elder statesman of the group.
Yes.
She's kind of just sitting there and going, yeah.
They're like, what do you think of the food, everybody? Oh, the food was great. This was so good. This was so great.
4 out of 10.
You actually have to do it because the way... 4 out of 10. She had a very strong seven. And they're all like, what?
Bitch has ice water in her veins.
She's like, well, I don't know.
I hate family style.
I don't like family.
Family style is the only way to feed these people. That's why Mathieu is doing it.
This woman's family does not enjoy her.
You guys, in other charters, there will be one person who's a vegetarian, or one person who's vegan. So what you do is you have a vegan meal there, but what for this charter, if you did entrees, you would have to do 4 different entrees.
Yeah.
So instead of doing 2 entrees...
I gotta say, hats off to Mathieu.
Or 4 entrees, you do family style, and it's still a lot of work.
Yeah.
But... it bothers me when someone like Crystal, who doesn't even have one forethought of how this would actually happen.
No.
She's just worrying about herself.
Yes.
Yeah. Gross.
Yeah.
And even though Mathieu, I'll praise him, then I'll give him some lumps. Because Mathieu is saying things like, to Katie, you just need to get rid of her so I don't have to get.
I don't want
to
move bad. I don't want to move, because it's so much work for me. Yeah, I quit the second day, and you all had to cook for half a day. And then I quit again, and y'all did. But you know what? I got to think about me for once.
He now knows how valuable he is, and that is
God,
a problem.
He's still this is saying something. I still dislike him more than Lexi.
Wow.
And Lexi is pretty... wretched.
I still dislike Captain Sandy more.
oh
wow, that
poodle almost spilled his water.
I just almost pierced the toast.
Well, no, you did pierce the toast. You screamed. You know what, y'all? On that note, Poodle's going to settle himself, and we'll be right back.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals...
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreau!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volbella XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Y'all, it's the third day of the charter, but before, I just want to, there was something Courtney turned and coined a new term, and I enjoy it. Delexi.
For Delaney and Lexi.
Because
They're joined at the hip.
That's what really bugs me about Lexi not coming to the reunion, is that I would hope Courtney would just like, bleh.
Yeah.
She really, oh.
So,
anyway, so it's the third day of the charter. Mayhew even brings up, like, you realize Lexi doesn't say her name right, and they kind of laugh about it. But, and Lexi's bossing Delaney around. And this is where Mayhew really is like, Katie,
ugh.
Katie, just fire her, please.
It's so awful. Y'all, it's a beach picnic day, and we all know beach picnics and any type of excursions are stressful. Everyone's always stressed out about it.
This one went off pretty
well,
smooth.
Yeah, because usually it was good weather. And so...
Oh, God, I can't imagine if it was windy.
That they become such drama queens when it's the excursion, and usually one of the guests falls. it's always a fucking circus when they go on land. I don't know why.
But it's excursion day. They're basically, this is why I love Danielle. She's just like, hey. Can we put some dish soap on that and just use it as a slip and slide? My tits bounce.
And Malia's like, yeah, I don't think that'd be real fun.
It wouldn't be safe.
Yeah.
Oh. Also, might be real bad for the ocean.
And I think it's one of those, it's just one of those like flotillas that doesn't really, it's not very safe.
No, yet. Not at all. Wow. I love her.
I love people who aren't afraid just to throw out,
I respect that. I try to do more in that my life as I age.
Yeah, I ignore most of them.
Same. Back at you.
Yours come with no forethought at all.
Yours usually involve semen.
Guilty.
Or lube.
Guilty.
So, meanwhile, y'all, Lexi is sleeping. She's just sleeping in the laundry room.
Okay. How much does the crew hate her? How much does the production crew hate her?
They do. Meaning, if someone liked her and she felt like she had someone on her side, she would, I think, would probably go to the reunion.
Yeah.
But she knows everyone
She's
is
watching this
read,
edit. Yeah.
Everyone's reading her for filth.
The amount of times they've caught her just standing around, sleeping, eating chips.
My favorite this episode, when she's just staring at something. And Delaney's working. She's like, oh, can I do this? And then she's like, yeah.
Yeah. Again, you guys, you don't see this if you are liked by production or
the crew hates her.
Or editing, or you don't see someone portrayed this way. And when people complain
about there's been nothing redeeming shown about Lexi
none.
At all.
I would say in at least 4 episodes.
I would say 6.
It's interesting. So that's why you guys will sometimes hear the argument from reality people and cast members saying, I got a really bad edit because I was blah, blah, blah.
And some people do, and they do things like on reality where like someone like Jake would say something on a reality show and they would, instead of using my real reaction, which would be horror, they would, or totally shock, they would use a reaction that I did from 3 days ago when I was wearing the same shirt. And it would be me going, yeah. Like, so they do shit like that. Totally.
And it would be like, and you would get hate for it.
And I would get, they would go, oh my God. And I'd be like, yeah. So this is not the case, though.
No.
This is.
So, they got the jet skis out. The toys are out today.
The toys are out.
Toys are back in town. Are back in town.
That song's still in my head.
The toys are back in town.
And then in my ass.
However, y'all, one of the jet skis is getting low.
Okay, so I'm a newbie, y'all. I'm a newbie to Below Deck. This is my first season.
Don't come Sandy's toys,
that
y'all.
That is the first thing I went.
Don't come for her toys.
What is Captain Sandy going to do? It's a toy.
If it runs on gasoline, she's going to treat it like her child.
She is down there. This Sea-Doo is sinking and sinking, and Malian's like, did someone forget the plugs?
Who did it? Oh, forget the plugs! Ah, where is she? Where's Sandy?
And then Sandy, we hear just like, kind of like a cowboy stepping into a bar. We hear clink,
clink,
clink, clink,
clink,
clink. Yes, kind of like a walk that sounds like somewhere between John Wayne and Martina Navratilova. Yeah. Martina Navratilova, actually. Because if you've never seen her walk, y'all, it's not graceful.
No.
Love her. Tennis.
So Sandy's like, well, who forgot to put the plug in?
Malia's like, ah, you know.
Malia doesn't know I'm not stupid.
Now, Malia did tell a...
I need a name.
Terrible lie. Malia was like, well, you know, we saw her driving around a plastic bag. It could be a plastic bag.
Now, but I will say, you guys, you know, I was, after last season, I'd had it with Malia's bullshit. Malia does the best for the morale of her own
crew. But
that
is what
she knows it is best to have her address the issue without micromanager Empress getting involved. And she knows that about Captain Sandy.
She's trying to get Captain Sandy back up into her little... back up into her cave, watching episodes of Cagney and Lacey, so that way she's not bothering
Sandy's
anybody.
Sandy's like, I need a name. Who touched my Sea-Doo?
She was like, and she's like, wait, Captain Sandy, did you hear they just dropped the last season of Sisters on Hulu?
I'll be right back.
I love Swoozy Kurtz. I'm not angry anymore.
She does.
That's the only thing to calm her down.
Yes, yes.
Cela Ward.
Yes.
Beautiful skin.
Oh, yes. Or she yes. Or she wants to laugh, she's going to...
Teddy, I love you, Teddy.
She wants to laugh, she's going to watch Nurses.
Yeah, oh, I love Nurses. So it turns out, y'all, Captain Sandy's not done investigating. She's like, I'm going to get to the bottom of this. And it is like, so we find out it was David... And Malia just addresses it. Yeah, you can't do that. You have to check that.
And there was a lot of water in there. Like, y'all, it almost sunk.
Yeah.
If the Sea-Doo sunk to the bottom of the ocean, wouldn't go good.
But it was kind of like, this is another thing.
Have you ever... go ahead, I'm sorry.
Malia is hobbled by Captain Sandy.
So wait. Malia is hobbled.
And Katie is hobbled. Because that's called a failure of leadership. When your lieutenants don't think they can lead.
Have you ever ridden a Sea-Doo?
I have.
That's a bad idea.
Why? I had fun.
I'm telling you that right. I've never ridden one.
I flipped one.
There we are. I was going to say, you riding a Sea-Doo.
I was told I was going too fast.
Yeah, I would never...
And took a curb too quickly.
I would never ride on one of those with you.
Ooh,
ever.
I'm a daredevil, y'all. I love... Go ATVing with me. I'll flip us.
But there's waves on the ocean, and you hit the waves.
It's fine. It's just the water. So what? You get thrown off, and a Sea-Doo runs over top of you.
That's happened to.
You didn't need that leg.
That happened to.
I'm sure that's opening up Oklahoma.
No, Chris Morris. When I was in sixth grade, he was in the grade below us in fifth grade, and he died.
A sixth grader does not need to be riding
a
Sea-Doo.
He was a fifth grader. He was in back, and he fell off, and a Sea-Doo ran over him, killed him.
You shouldn't be doing that.
Well, he was riding with his older brother, who was in high school, killed him.
So that's okay.
Yeah. No. You know, I was in seventh grade. He was in sixth grade.
That detail was very necessary.
But yes. Oh, there was a big memorial. Everybody was sad. sad. I never knew him. Didn't know him. But anyway. He was a dirt biker. He rode dirt bikes and had a house up by my Aunt Karen's off of Brock Road. And his family took the front yard and made the big dirt bike trails everywhere. And I thought, that's so sweet. And you know?
I'm going to get on my phone.
I drove home. When I went to Oklahoma for my dad, and I noticed all the dirt back trails are gone, and I thought, I guess they couldn't look at them anymore.
Wow.
After 20 years, how to get rid of them.
Just normal tales of child loss, dirt bikes.
Happens.
See, people in where I grew up, people died in car wrecks. Narrow woody woodland mountain roads.
Yeah, we just had a guy who on the Chickasaw Turnpike. He died. Two of my friends were called. One lost his son. The other one lost her daughter.
Jesus.
I went to school with them. Yeah, they were going to go mow lawns for free. Semi hit them in the morning. Caught on fire.
Anyway, let's talk about Katie. Or let's talk about they're serving the guests, and this might have been Bailey again. Before you touch that avocado, and
that was not Bailey.
Was the one who eats like a child.
That was the one who eats like a child. She's like, "Do you have a food restriction?" Nah, I'm just really picky. I was like, "At least you owned it."
That is the theme of the trip.
At least she said,
"Yeah,
no, I'm completely ridiculous and I'm picky."
I really enjoy one of the best thing about Below Deck is they get these little bon mots from these charters, and they're always unprompted. And it's just wonderful.
It's wonderful.
So they're all like, "We're cold. Someone give us blankets."
Yeah, so they're cold.
Sandy's got a little seed of doubt in her mind.
Sandy's
about
like, yeah,
David.
Malia.
Oh.
How can I trust Malia?
Malia has been on your deck crew for five years.
If she lies to me about this, what else is she lying
this
to me about?
This is such garbage.
Is she lying to me about her quality of work? Is she lying to me
about being a lesbian that I alleged in a live once and basically people came for me, but I never talked about it again.
Yeah. Is she lying to me about that season of Night Court? It's not really the last one. Are there more? Because that Bailiff Ross was hot.
I know this is a shocker to you, but Marsha Warfield is an out lesbian.
Shocker. Love her. Y'all, Marky Post just died three months ago.
That
one actually hurt.
Did you read Harry Anderson? No, Harry Anderson's dead too.
No, Harry Anderson's dead. And Harry Anderson died
three years ago. Maybe it was John Larroquette.
John Larroquette's with Beautiful.
Yep.
I saw him once at an airport like a year ago, and he looked great, and I wanted to fan him, but I didn't. But no, Harry Anderson died 3 years ago, and then the bailiff.
Yeah.
He died like 6 months
Bull
ago.
Bull is dead. Yeah.
Bull died 6 months. And then Marky Post died. Bull? The white bald head guy?
Yeah.
Well, then, no, I was talking about the cop, the black man.
Oh, yeah.
He died like 6 months ago. They're all losing
Maybe
him.
Bull is alive.
We should have mentioned him. We may have killed him. We probably did.
I'm sorry, family of Bull.
They're actually redoing Night Court with John Larroquette.
Good.
Marky Post won't be on it. I'm really sad about that. Fuck cancer.
Anyway, I want to say another choice line from one of the guests. they're like putting on these white party dresses. First of all, the white party dresses they got. Katie, this is full on sister wives.
Sister wives.
Amish.
They're horrible. Oh, I do want to say they do set up for the party. And Lexi's like, yeah, Katie's kind of losing it as Chief Stew. She's really not. She should really step in her game.
In front of Delaney, I'm sure she said that.
She's missing all of these things.
And y'all, did you hear the guests say, does my hair look super greasy? And one girl's like, no, you look great. She's like, that's not what I asked.
I didn't ask that, Sharon. I asked about my goddamn hair.
And that's when Crystal launches into 4 out of 10.
Four out of 10. Yeah. Like I said, not all of them are
horrible.
Guess
I have high standards.
There's like two women on this. Danielle, and there's another woman that I kind of like. But other than that,
like
the rest of them are
three fun ones. Yeah.
So,
Crystal says, as soon as a cucumber touches something, it's destroyed.
Destroyed. Destroyed. That's what my daddy always told me. If a cucumber touches you, you defile.
What a nightmare this woman is.
Y'all, her husband hates her.
Yep. That's
and
true.
She hates him. Anyway, Lexi's like, I really love Delaney here. She's a fast learner.
You're not close. Delaney.
Yeah, Delaney.
It rhymes with baloney.
She's like, I love her. If I ask her to do something, she does it.
So
kind of like my servant.
I really love having servants.
This is great.
That's book and reporting. So, y'all, is it Danielle who says, I run for mayor after
yeah,
that?
Yeah, Danielle's
when I get
in
back,
the hot tub. She's like, I'm going to run for mayor. Yeah.
Hello, sisters of Florida. I'm a minister who I am also going to do all the things for you. And I'm going to do things what God tells me to do. And I'm going to do all the things, and I'm going to do things that are good for you. Amen.
Amen. Vote for me.
Vote for me for mayor.
Love her.
Vote online.
So, y'all, it really is like, Lexi's sitting there eating chips. Delaney is working her ass off.
I know.
Like, I almost wish
I feel bad about trashing Delaney, even though I still think she's annoying with the debutante talk.
All the debutante. I think she's, but I wish they could just fire Lexi and keep Delaney.
I have a feeling Lexi, given the preview for next week, Lexi is still not long for this boat. And I think
But there's
Delaney,
only two more charters left.
Doesn't matter. They'll fire someone.
I think that would be very cathartic to Katie if she could fire Lexi.
I guarantee you, everyone would get along.
Yeah.
Lexi's the problem. Mateu is kind of the problem, but he's fine as long as people are jerking him off.
Yeah.
And his
boy, he always needs someone on their knees saying, give it to me, give
exactly.
it to me. He's so gross.
Like that last time I went out to
sex parties.
I've spent so much money on escorts.
And so Delaney, Katie's like, oh, I don't want to do this cabin movement. Malia's like, I know. Are we switching? I don't know. And Mayfew's like, Katie, I don't want that girl to be there. And I went, stay in your
fucking lane.
This
is so awful. Well, he thinks the problem is...
Stay in your lane.
This is also... I know I blame her for everything. This is also a Captain Sandy problem.
Oh, sure.
But because Captain Sandy has given him all this leverage, has promised him everything. There's no repercussions for anything.
Because she's scared to death to lose him. Yeah.
So he's got an inflated sense about the boat, as all chefs do, but his is on steroids. And now he thinks he can do anything because all it is, Captain Sandy's like, Mateu, it's just your food. It's great, man. You know, all they do is rave about your food. We're so happy you're here. Is there anything you need to do right now? Could you tell me something I should do? That's the way I want to do things. Anything, Mateu? Anyway, y'all, there's another great Katie Sandy scene on the bridge where Katie walks away feeling like she just wants to jump overboard.
She knocks and she's like, can I talk to you?
Every time she goes up the bridge, I'm like, no!
And Katie's like, so listen, Captain Sandy, the girls are talking.
Yeah.
Nobody really wants to move
Katie
the cat.
Did.
Nobody
hey,
wants to.
Katie, Bo Baby, Banana Fan of Fo Fady.
Told you not to call me Katie, did. Don't really like it. My uncle
I'm
used
your
to
captain.
Call me that, and he was quite problematic, thank you. Just Katie.
Lots of things are problematic in this. You know what's problematic, Katie?
Yes. I just really wanted to...
That horizon out there.
Looks.
But it, you know what? It's waiting for us.
All right.
So I think we should take that as a sign that...
People don't want to move the rooms, Captain. They really... They don't want to...
Hadn't heard that before.
Well, they really aren't happy about it. No, not at all.
Well, the thing is,
Katie...
What
do you think, Captain Sandy? What should I do?
Here's the thing. How do I say this a different way?
Tell me what you'd look for me to do.
It's up to you, Katie.
Oh, fuck.
It's a up to you.
Up to fuck.
That's Italian.
Blimey.
I learned that once.
Not even British, I'm saying blimey.
Oh, in a beautiful getaway in a Tuscan villa.
Okay.
All shapely right. Italian girl all making right. me all my meals.
Handmade.
Where was I?
Okay.
I can't even tell you where all those grapes went.
Just tell me if I can fire her or not.
Well, it's up to you. It's up to you, Katie, New York. Leave.
Oh, and just be ready for the backlash, because there will be one.
That's right!
That was my favorite line. Captain Steady, you make your own decision. But it's going to be totally terrible.
So it's going to be on
your face, and you're going to have to deal with it.
It's going to be on you.
Thanks so much. Go take a nap. Okay, Captain, I got to go serve breakfast.
You look so tired.
Okay. All right.
She's always telling people, go take a nap, because the idea is that she's giving them the time off, but they're like, yeah, still got to go work.
Meanwhile, Lexi's telling Delaney, yeah, we all get along pretty good now. We got into a little fight, just like a little bit of
tip. It was a little skirmish.
Wasn't anything big.
I didn't use racist terms.
No, I wasn't racist. I didn't call myself Satan at all. There wasn't actual fire coming out of my asshole. Not at all.
And then Katie says, Delaney to the salon. Delaney to the salon. So that's the cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger.
Where what Katie is going to do with Delaney. With poor... Etiquette-trained Delaney.
I think she's staying because we see, at least she seems like in a dinner we see episode. Her. So at least, yeah.
Unless she's told her she's leaving and she's still going out with
maybe.
Them.
Maybe.
That's the show, y'all.
Y'all, that's Below Deck Mediterranean. Thank y'all so much for hopping in. Go to realitygazepodcast.com. That's where you can find out all of our show information. We're going to be announcing, y'all, our first LA live show sold out. We're going to be announcing more live show dates on the East Coast.
Very soon.
Very soon, next week. So
Midwest and the East Coast.
Yes. Yeah, so we'll be sure to follow us on Reality Gaze Podcast. Sign up for the newsletter. That's in the show notes. That's where you can get all that information. And remember, if you want the best access for tickets, anybody on our Patreon or Supercast is going to get a
pre-sale
link before that happens. So that's what's going on with that. Until then, y'all.
Anchors
again,
my friend.
Anchors again.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.